AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. have been holding talks aimed at ending Moscow's war in Ukraine. Saga Magani has details.
The three-way talks in Abu Dhabi come hours after Vladimir Putin met with American envoys and President Trump spoke with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky.
Now I think they both want to make a deal, but we'll find out.
But there is a major sticking point. Putin's foreign affairs advisor says there cannot be a long-term deal without solving the territorial issue. The Kremlin says Ukraine must pull out of eastern areas Russia illegally annexed but never fully captured. Zelensky says the eastern Donbas region's future is the focus today. President Trump's take?
They'll make concessions. Everybody's making concessions to get it done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports another world leader is upset with President Trump.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, the president said troops from NATO countries other than the U.S. stayed away from the front line during the war in Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer was listening.
I consider President Trump's remarks to be insulting and frankly appalling. And I'm not surprised they've caused such hurt to the loved ones of those who were killed or injured.
Starmer paid tribute to the 457 British soldiers who died in Afghanistan.
I will never forget their courage, their bravery, and the sacrifice that they made.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Anti-immigration enforcement protests at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Police arrested about 100 clergy taking part. Officials say they overstepped their permit. On Wall Street, modest gains as the main indexes closed out a down week. The majority of stocks fell on the day. That included Intel after a weaker-than-expected financial forecast. This is AP News. That big winter storm's cranking up. Donna Warder has a report.
Earlier this week, more than 100 vehicles smashed into each other or slid off the interstate south of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I seen it way ahead, and I went off the edge.
Motorist Pedro Mata Jr. was caught up in the wreck. Now severe weather is about to hit much of the United States. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says heavy snow is expected to cover the southern Rockies and plains through the mid-Atlantic and into the northeast.
Widespread snowfall totals of 6 inches to upwards of a foot or more.
And for parts of the southern U.S., ice.
Accumulations that will likely exceed a quarter inch in many areas, up to perhaps even 1 inch.
Forecasters say the damage from this storm, especially areas pounded by ice, could rival a hurricane. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. No compromises needed. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed pieces to keep you comfortable anywhere. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. Get comfortable anywhere with the Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.